All right, well, welcome to episode 16 of the Ankeny Fanatic Rodcast. As always, it is brought to you by Rod Brandon of Shelter Insurance. We are back for the first time in, I believe, 5 months. We're running a little bit late, and I'll let Rod explain what's going on with him, but we've got the usual cast of characters here. We got Rod and Tony Rhodes, and we're coming from my basement man cave tonight on a Friday night. So, Rod, how you doing, man? Why are we running late on this Rodcast?
Well, you know, a few months ago, I decided I was going to play some pickleball, and I was really playing well, and I was actually just pounding this 26-year-old kid into submission, which is unbelievable that I could do it. But anyway, I kind of looked like Jay Feifeld out there, to be honest. I mean, people said I looked like a young Jay, but when I came down, I felt kind of a weird sensation in the back of my leg, and I ruptured my Achilles, and then had it was a lot going on, because I had just gotten back from Atlanta. My wife and I went down to Sandy Crawford, got back, was back less than 24 hours, had a major tornado, which in insurance really caused a lot of havoc. I had two total lost claims in the Cambridge area, played pickleball on a Thursday, went right to Demos, and went right from there to, unfortunately, Tony's dad had passed away. I went to his,
visitation.
My goodness, Rod.
That's all right.
I couldn't think of it. And so then we had the funeral, and then we had our party. We still had our party. The party must go on. And I was booted up, and a little bit later, I went to Chicago. Tony was there with me, and ended up getting a blood clot, and then ended up hurting my back. So Wednesday, I'm having a little surgery on my L3, L4. Although I feel pretty doggone good today, I'm not going to lie. I just showed Dan. I'm able to get up on my toes now with my Achilles, with my stuff. So they told me I'm way ahead on that. So I feel pretty good. I've done, if you've ever do it, you do band stuff with it, moving in and out. It's,
kind of felt hurt. You didn't show me that.
Well, you got here late, but no, so that happened. And, we've had a lot of stuff. Dan had a marriage in his family. Jaden got married.
We did.
And Tony's a grandfather now, so he's part of the grandpa club.
Yeah.
He's got a beautiful grandson by the name of Wells Cecil Rhodes.
Yeah.
And Cecil, as many of you know, is a kind of a legendary coaching name here in Iowa, in central Iowa, named after his grandfather, the late great Cecil Rhodes. And then Tony just found out that his oldest daughter, Brooke, got engaged to her longtime boyfriend. They live in New York, and they flew back. And then my son Jackson happened to get engaged too. So we've had a lot of, actually, besides my injury, we've had a lot of really fun personal things happen, with our family and our growing family since the last Rodcast. So it's a real blessing, and I can speak for Tony. There's nothing quite like having a grandkid, Especially when they start talking and you can just fill them full of stuff and send them home. It's pretty great, man. Yeah, you never tell no. So,
looking forward to it.
Yeah. So congratulations to both of you, man. Got a lot going on. We got a lot of my people out there probably got their fantasy football drafts coming up. I mean, it's this week. That's the big week for fantasy football, which is, I would call it almost like March Madness. It's very popular. I think it pretty much saved the NFL because it gives them a lot of viewerships. And we got high school football a week from tonight.
Sure do.
And then college football is a week from Saturday, correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there's actually a game tomorrow over in Ireland. Florida State and Georgia Tech. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we've got NFL starting a week from Thursday. Week from yesterday.
I think 2 weeks. 2 weeks from.
Yeah, they get.
That's right. Two weeks.
They do it like the Super Bowl. There's a week by or whatever. Yeah.
Isn't the first game on like the?
It's a Thursday, but
Thursday after Labor Day. It's not next Thursday.
Okay.
Because they used to have 4 preseason games.
So now they just have an extra. Yeah, you're right. I was kind of hoping when I was laid up from my back surgery I could watch some NFL football, but that'll be the. So it's the week of the 7th.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
Isn't it Chiefs Ravens?
Yeah, Chiefs Ravens.
So it's an official game then, right? Oh, the Chiefs are playing, yeah.
Yeah, well, I tell you, that is a kind of a marquee game.
We're all playing for second place.
Well,
I guess only the NFC team.
Yeah, well, I think you got to go through Kansas City.
Well, who's going to argue that?
I mean, it's a factual thing, you know, but we got high school coming up. I've kind of got my, what I call my top five, and I went through and looked at them, and I think my top five high school teams, I'm going to go with number one, West Des Moines Valley. Number two, I'm still going to go with Southeast Polk, even though several people have them lower. Number three, I'm going with your Centennial Jaguars. I think they're going to have a very, very good team this year.
You must be talking about you, because that's not my team. Yeah, I'm objective.
Sorry.
Sorry.
You're
talking about you?
No.
I
didn't mean to say that. And then four, I'm going to go the Dowling Maroons. And then five, are Ankeny Hawks.
There you go.
I think that's...
Pretty Eastern Iowa dominated there.
Pleasant Valley will probably truthfully be in the top five, but they don't play crap over there. And they come over here and play us, and we'll just pound them. I mean, I don't care. They play Ankeny, they play Centennial, they play Dowling, they play Valley. They're just going to get destroyed, because it's just different over there.
Yeah, I haven't seen your rankings yet. I know there was one site that had Ankeny number one, which surprised me, because I know they have a lot.
I did see that too. That was like the Fort Dodge station channel, I think.
I'm not sure. Might have had it.
Yeah,
sure wasn't the Hawk Herald.
No, then it wasn't the Hawk Herald.
I know they have a lot of offensive guys back, but they lost a lot of guys on defense. So, I think they're going to have a lot of high scoring games regardless. But yeah, they should be good.
Well, I'll tell you about Coach Bauer lost a lot of people the year before, and you certainly didn't know it. He took the team all the way to the championship game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and I told people he got my coach of the year vote, because what he did last year was pretty amazing. And you don't, in the CIML, you just don't get a night off.
No.
I mean, like ever. I mean, it's, days of playing North or something are gone. I mean, I think, I'm trying to think. There's really no easy games, maybe like probably Urbandale anymore, and gosh, they're still good.
Yeah, once they refigured that schedule, they took the metro schools away from playing the suburban schools for the most part. So yeah, now they play teams from Eastern Iowa.
Yeah,
and so yeah, it's a lot.
Because there's no Marshalltown anymore. We don't play Ames anymore. You know, I think Dowling plays Roosevelt this year though. So there might be. There might be one that
I think they might get one game each year.
Yeah.
So I think Ankeny and Centennial play East maybe, and then maybe North. They get one game.
East and North are together now.
Oh, are they?
I think so. I think East
is
and
that right?
I'm pretty sure that East and North merged together. Now I could be wrong, but I think I'm pretty accurate with that. Wow. I think they're one team, which is good for kids, because it's just too hard for them. You know, if you're playing at North and you don't, you've got a girl blocking for you. I'm just not being mean, but Hoover, when Jackson was a sophomore, they had two girls in their offensive line. I mean, just makes it pretty tough.
I was going down to what we call at the Rhodes household, the famous engagement dinner.
Yeah.
And went by North, and there's, 12 to 15 kids practicing. Now, I don't think it looked like the varsity team.
Yeah.
But I just feel bad when the numbers, they can't get. I mean, because when we were in high school, they were good.
Well, they beat us in 1977, but let's face it. When we were in high school, that's some 40-some years ago now, Tony.
Yeah. Is it?
My goodness,
I know, but. Yeah,
I mean, it seems like a long time ago when you think about that.
Maybe not for the better.
And then all of a sudden a song comes out, and you think, how can this song be 50 years old? It's because it's timeless. Our music's timeless.
Hey, speaking of your engagement dinner, not to get back into the personal stuff, but have they set a date yet?
No. No date, no venue, no destination even. Because they live in New York, so we'll see.
Maybe we could have it at like the Trump Tower and have Donald come and speak for it. That'd be precious.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Jackson's date is like in 26, right?
Yeah, Jackson's he's going to get married at the Hotel Fort Des Moines. Reception's the Hotel Fort Des Moines, and it's 1-3-26. Yeah, it's It's a good, that's a really good hotel. I mean, back my dad liked it because back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that was the Democratic Hotel, where the Democrats always had all their
bugs,
political functions and stuff. So dad's had several parties there. So yeah,
we had our 10 year, or maybe a prom there. So I don't
know. We had a prom there my senior year.
10 year reunion there too. Maybe, I don't
know. Yeah, it was closed.
I've been there a long time.
It was closed for 5 years, and they've redone it. It's very beautiful. But what do you think of the first game of the year, Dan?
The Jaguar game.
Yeah.
I think it's a toss up. I mean, I think both teams are going to be good. I really haven't dived into it yet. I've been busy this week doing like cross country previews because they got a meet on Tuesday, so I'm going to do football next.
Yeah.
But I know both teams have a lot of guys back. That's a game. It's just so hard to predict.
Is this the 11th one?
I'd have to go back and check because they've met in the playoffs twice.
Okay, yeah.
So it'd probably be more than 11.
Okay, is this the 11th year of it now, though?
Well, it would have started in the fall of 13, so it'd be the 12th.
Okay.
Right?
Do you have any idea what the record is?
I'd have to double check. I think the Jags are up like 8-4, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess at least.
Because they won a bunch of the ones early on. Yeah. So.
Well, I tell you, even though every one of them's been a dogfight. Yeah.
I think that's better for the
rivalry.
All sports.
Oh, I agree. I don't think there's ever been one that was not close. Do you?
Well, there's Ankeny got them pretty good a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
When Centennial scored first, and then it was all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Jags scored on the fumble return on the first play, and you think, wow, maybe they're going to. And then it was like 47-6 or something.
Oh, okay.
And I think Centennial rolled them a few times early on.
Oh, they did. They did.
They just seem like they're so close. But I was that Brody Breck's year, maybe?
Yes,
that they did
it was.
Yeah, that was a somewhat good team.
And a lot of talent.
Yeah, he's in major leagues. See, the other thing that's happened since then, we got two kids from this town in the major leagues now. I mean, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. Two kids in the top, 38 picks, I think it was, or 34?
Yeah.
Or 46, excuse me.
Somebody said they were talking to Riley Moss, and they were talking about they were over here and they scout and do personality tests or something like that on prospective people. And he was talking to Riley, and he said, "What the heck's going on with Ankeny?" So we got two Major League Baseball players, you know, out of this town. It's
something in the water.
You know, I always used to say Detroit builds automobiles, but Ankeny builds kickers, man. I mean, because for a while we had like 7 kids that got D1 scholarships kicking.
Didn't you wear that shirt last night, or was it?
I said my shirt last night was, it was a fantasy football shirt. My shirt last night said, "I'm here to drink and draft kickers." Yeah.
That's what. I get those mixed up all.
You know, you got to have a good kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, that can make or break you.
Yeah.
You might want to take him in the first round this year. You know. Got Tony. Tony's got a pretty good team. Dan doesn't do that.
I don't do fantasy football.
Dan doesn't like gambling and anything, so you know he just sticks away from it. But Tony, we do it. Tony's got the great team name of Phlegm, the Phlegm team. I'm the Shield.
I changed it to Frozen Concoctions last year.
Jimmy
Buffett diet.
Yeah,
I'll go back to Phlegm. Yeah,
but
popular demand.
Yeah. But no, it should be a really. There's going to be some really good football in Central Iowa here, and. Sounds like Iowa State, they're talking like this. I've read a lot of people truthfully say that they think this might be his best team he's had. I've read that, at least, you know, on paper they thought it was.
Well, they got so many starters back. I mean, you would think they would be good, but, I mean, we thought that a few years ago when Purdy was a senior and they were preseason top 10.
Yeah.
And it didn't exactly work out that way.
And so. I think Iowa's going to be Iowa. You know, you're not going to score on them very easy and. You know, it looks like, sounds like that quarterback looks like crap over there, though, everything I've read.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to be mean, but it sounds like he's just awful.
McNamara?
Yeah.
Can't be worse than last year's quarterback.
Oh, no way he could be worse than that kid. What's his name, Deegan Hill?
Yeah, Deegan Hill.
This is
Deegan.
The part where you say he has a good personality. Though.
Well, yeah, his mom was nice.
Did you guys hear exactly what was it exactly that Ferentz did that broke the rule? It was like impermissible contact or something?
I haven't read anything where it elaborated on that.
Well, what I've heard,
he said he made a mistake owned it, but I don't know what it, I'm not sure what it
I is. Think he spoke to Cade one day before they were supposed to.
And that's the kind of thing these days that gets that game suspension.
Absolutely not. But
come on.
No, I believe that probably was what happened, and they came after it. And I read last night or saw last night that it was self-imposed by Kirk and the team. And Kirk came up and said, I made a mistake, and I'm going to...
In 2022, they...
I think what happened was, I think in a podcast or some, probably something like this we're doing right now, McNamara said that, you know, Iowa was the first one to reach out to him.
Yeah.
And I think it kind of got out there, and... Anyway, bottom line is he broke a rule, and he's setting a game.
And then the next one will be the offensive lineman that's gone. Is he back in Alabama again?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't there rumors of, yeah, whatever. I mean, it's not like he slept on his bedroom floor.
No.
A little Harbaugh jaw.
But
joke there.
You know, I get it. I think, you know, he was homesick. He goes back on spring break, sees all of his buddies. Gets some, you know, in his defense, I don't like it, but he gets some peer pressure from his friends. Imagine we leave the boy band, you know? I mean, my goodness, I mean.
Oh, but, my,
you know, but sometimes you get peer pressure and you still do other things, just like Mike Fontana's coaching Dowling. I mean, I gave him all the peer pressure in the world to stay up here with me, but, you know, he wanted to change in attitude, change in latitude, and, you know, he seems to be happy, and I think it's a good fit for him. You know, so sometimes you got to do what's right for you.
Anyway, if he deserves a game suspension, and that's what should happen. And I don't know.
I think of Kirk Ferentz, I think of class, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll never, always. I think he's a very classy, class act human being.
For sure.
That's just, you know.
With college football these days, though, now, and the NIL and everything, I mean, are there even any rules anymore?
There's not. That's why Nick Saban got out, because there's nothing he can't break.
Yeah.
When Nick could break all the rules, he loved being in it. But now the rules are the same. It's the truth. I mean, Nick's got nothing to break anymore.
Is that on a Netflix?
No, they haven't had Nick Saban, the Antichrist, on yet. But it'll probably
former Dolphin coach.
And I didn't like him either. He was mean to people there. Ridiculed their staff because they didn't have they got ho-hos instead of Little Debbies. I guess he loves Little Debbies. I guess I've read that a lot.
Yeah.
But so we got that going on. What else is going on, Dan?
Well, should we talk some pro sports? I know we got a few things coming up here in September. We have the big Kim bike ride coming up, and Tony's going to miss it because he feels like, you know, it's a better opportunity to go up to Minneapolis. And I don't blame him. It's a cool weekend. So you're going up to see the Twins Reds and the Vikings 49ers. That's awesome.
I'm a Reds fan and a Vikings fan, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of us there wearing both. But, yeah, a little birthday present, so I'm going to take that.
It's kind of a really nice present from your wife. Any women out here listening, the kind of stuff I like, too, by the way.
You had a party, so.
Yeah, I had a party.
All right.
I'd like to.
It wasn't like that was a 5-minute
I don't get a
prep party, by the way.
Maybe sometime I'll be able to catch a Marlins, Cubs, and a Dolphins something or other.
Could be.
That'd be about how it'd have to be.
Could have Miami on the road playing the Bears.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd have to be. It's got to work out
early
perfect,
in the season.
It's, yeah. I mean, I think the last time you did something similar to this didn't you catch your brother's game, a Vikings game, and a Reds game? Over in at Louisville or something?
It was actually Boston College, Louisville, Reds, Pirates. And then another time.
Wasn't the Vikings Bengals?
I did, Vikings Bengals after Ohio State, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ohio State when he was there.
Yeah. That's worked out pretty good for you a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but no, you know, the only one here that's got grandeurs of the postseason in baseball, of course, is Dan with the Twins. Tony's Cubs and Tony's Reds and my Cubs were locked. We seem to stick within a game of each other this whole year, it seems like.
That's right.
We've gone from last to second to third to, I don't know, we were probably third and fourth now, aren't we?
Yeah, Pirates are in last.
Yeah.
But they shut my Reds out last night, 7-0. My challenge on the weekend is Reds Friday, okay, Vikings Sunday. Do we go to the, am I going to have to go to the mall on Saturday, or do I get another Reds game snuck in there?
Oh, I thought you were going to the Reds game on Saturday, but there,
no, it's a Friday. Yeah.
Friday.
Oh, Sunday. You know what
you do? I don't have any tickets to set, so we've got that open right now. I'll probably wait to see what the weather's like.
Yeah, you totally do it. I love going to, like, when I go to Wrigley, I like going to 3 or 4 games in a row, because then you got a better chance of getting a win, and you get a better chance of seeing one of the pitchers you like pitch.
Yeah.
You know, and you could probably say De La Cruz maybe get picked off first, you know?
Oh, boy.
I know. The guy's, Tony said it best last night. Steals every base in the world, but he gets caught from first to second to.
Yeah,
second to third.
He gets thrown out a lot.
But you know he'll learn. He'll learn.
I mean, geez, I'm glad he's on our team, and
I'm very talented.
I want him to learn faster, and that's just
how old is he?
Not how it goes. I think he's 22.
Okay, pretty young.
Yeah.
Yeah, at 22. You and I were having parties and putting recipe cards on the walls.
Thank well, God. I was halfway through college at that point.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome that your wife got you that gift.
Very nice.
Here's my hope. I got to take my wife up to Mayo on October 7th for an appointment, and I'm hoping that the Twins have a playoff game like later that night, because, hey, we're already in Rochester. We can go up to the cities, right, and go to a game. But, yeah, we'll see how that
nice
goes.
Nice little quick drive.
You know, that would be neat. I tell you, playoff baseball, it's pretty cool.
I've never been to one. I know you have.
Yeah, I've been to 4 now. I've been to 3 playoff games and 2 World Series. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's just, you know, especially when it's at Wrigley and the World Series, they hadn't been there forever, and it's the coolest thing I've ever, you know, as much as I like the Dolphins and other things, it's the coolest sports thing I've ever experienced in my life. Just the fact that we actually had a World Series and was there, because all these other Cub fans their whole life had never even come close, you know, to seeing one. And then we got NFL, you know, like Tony's going to see his Vikings, and they got bad news. It looked like their quarterback was going to be a good one for you, and he got hurt, and I still don't know how he's out the whole year with that, you know. I wonder if he's got maybe some small ligament tears or something in there with it, because that shouldn't have kept him out the whole year. Dan's a Chief fan, so God, Dan's the one that's really looking pretty good anymore. He's got the Chiefs and the Twins.
Patrick Mahomes throwing preseason passes behind his back, I guess.
We're just toying with the competition now.
I mean, it's just, although the Bears ran you up a little bit last night.
Yeah, yeah.
We glanced up at that once in a while from the Clipper booth.
Yeah.
I didn't even see what the final score was. That doesn't matter, does it?
Well, the Bears came back. It was pretty bad, like 34-7. And then I looked up, and then somehow the Chiefs must have got 2 late TDs.
I got to go back to your wife, Dan. This house, she should decorate houses for a living. This is the most neatly decorated house. You can tell her that. I know she's listening for me.
Yeah.
Not liked everything.
Oh, but it
this,
is.
This, I mean, she's already got her fall stuff out. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
she's really good at that.
She does the upstairs. Most of this stuff.
Yeah. I didn't say anything about the downstairs. Yeah.
Well, it's okay.
Well, the Dan's man cave is.
It is nice.
It is nice. You know,
very nice, actually.
Yeah, it's a beautiful home.
My man cave's in a bunch of boxes in the basement. You know,
you need to get your man cave together.
Well, I'm retiring one of these days.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Well, I'll be sure to tell her, because I know she probably won't listen to the broadcast.
I'm serious. Your house is always immaculate when I come in.
Perfect.
Well, it's funny, because she was asking me earlier today, like, you know, which flag should I put outside, you know, like, to decorate for fall?
And hello,
like,
fall.
It doesn't matter what I say, because she's going to pick what she wants.
Yeah. It's like, that's how it always works.
Pseudo input.
That's how it always works.
She's just trying to make me feel important, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So you don't play fantasy football, do you, Dan?
I don't. I don't know that I ever have. I guess I did way back, I don't know, like in the 90s, I did one or 2 years. But
I'm not going to lie. I think it's kind of addictive. I think it's
kind of fun.
It was fun.
It's fun.
It's a good betting alternative for me. Yeah. And then if your teams happen to suck that year, you got something else you can kind of root for.
And even on a game that, you know, there's a game on you might not, you know, really care about, you've got a player to watch.
Yeah, I'm pretty much a noon to...
10 p.m.
10 p.m. on Sundays.
Yeah.
It's I mean, what other sports can you say that about?
No, nothing. And I do it. And I'm there with you, buddy. I can't wait for it.
I like baseball. I like basketball. I like hockey. But I can't watch that much of that sport.
Well,
and even college football.
Yeah. Yeah.
But more so pro.
But like you're right. If the Cubs had a doubleheader on, I'd probably watch both.
Right. Sure.
But if there's three different baseball games and it's all of a sudden Cubs and this and then it's Yankees, whatever, on baseball tonight, I'm probably going to.
Well, let's just say the Yankees and Red Sox are playing. And let's just say they put it on a Sunday night. Every now and then when those two teams play, they do put that on TV.
Wow.
You know, I probably don't watch that.
I watch Netflix.
I don't watch. Oh, Reds and Cubs and Cardinals. When they play, do they usually play on Sunday?
Yeah. They get them on a lot Sunday.
Jeepers.
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop.
I think it's big market teams.
Oh, yeah. I know they're great rivals and all that.
But I can watch it all day long, you know, and then, but I'm looking forward. I think my team is the Dolphins. I think they're going to, on paper, they look like they're going to be really good this year. I think they could be a Super Bowl contender. They're not surely favored of it, but they're in the top, I'd say in the top 10.
Can you hear that one?
Yeah. Chiefs are there.
Think, top 10 for sure.
Yeah. Chiefs are probably one. I would say,
honestly, I think your Dolphins are not going to be as good as they were last year. And do you think they are?
Yeah.
What makes you say so? Because their defense.
I like
some pretty good.
They did. I like the guys they picked up.
And they sucked. Second half of the year.
They did. I think they're. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. I mean.
But I mean, who'd they pick? I mean, Wilkins is a stud. We got Van Ginkel, stud.
He is a stud. He is a stud.
Xavier Howard, unsigned, right?
He's hard to believe.
All right, so who replaces all these people?
We got a lot. We got Campbell from. We got the linebacker.
He's
from
the coach for the Lions. You can't have him. Campbell.
We got Campbell from the Falcons. He's 37 years old, but he had a great year last year for him. Defensive tackle, and then they picked up the linebacker from Seattle. They got a lot of good value picks there, and offensively, you know, they I think they shored up their offensive line a little better, and they've got
they had a lot of injuries. I'll say that
they had a lot of injuries.
Every now and then you mention that.
I like daily, and. They re-signed Ogba, and you know he for some reason he didn't fit in Fangino's scheme, and they signed him to a pretty good contract, and they cut him, then to save money, then they re-signed him. So I think, you know, I like the scheme. I like what this guy's going to do. Fangino, I think he underachieved with what they had last year, and we'll see.
Who's your the same running backs, pretty much?
Yeah, but then we picked up that other burner that I can't think of his name right now, but he's everybody that I've read's got him on their top 10, got like breakout type players. He's really fast. They traded up in the third round to get him. So they're going to.
He's a rookie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Their backs are.
I don't know. I haven't started studying yet.
And then. They really struggled at the tight end position last year, and they picked up Johnny Smith, and they really like him.
They lost Gesicki.
Yeah, he's with the Bengals now. Maybe he'll have a good year with Joe Burrow. I like me some Mike Gesicki.
I know you do.
But, and when you say Fangino, I think of Mangino or Vic Fangio. So
that's who I mean.
Is it? It's Fangio.
It's Fangio. Okay. They got married.
Got married. Okay, and had a baby.
Yeah. You know, he was a good coach. I just don't think it was a good fit in Miami for him. You know. So we'll see. I just think they look like they're gonna be pretty good. And I think Tua's gonna take another step forward this year too. So I mean they paid him $53 million, so
I think your division's coming back to you though. So I think you got a shot there.
Yeah, the Bills are gonna be down. Jets are the Jets. I hope they stink like they always do.
New England's rebuilding.
Yeah, they're struggling. Your division's better, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the Bears are going to be good, and the Detroit's.
We might be going last.
Detroit's excellent.
Honestly, and I think we're kind of a 500-ish
yeah.
borderline, things go the right way, playoff team, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, but the other thing that's pretty neat
I don't think so.
Is right now there's going to be some history made, it looks like, in a week. Right now it looks like number one on the depth chart is Ankeny Centennial's Riley Moss, set to start, which would make him the first white cornerback to start in an NFL game in 24 years since Jason Sehorn.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And it'll be also the first Centennial player to ever start in an NFL game, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
you know, it's those Iowa guys have done pretty well. You got Riley there, and you've got Cooper DeJean right now. I think he's a little dinged up though, I read. But you know, the Vikings have always had good luck with Iowa guys too, haven't they, Tony?
Yeah.
Who was that linebacker they had a few years ago that was so tough from Iowa?
Linebacker?
Yeah.
Greenway?
Yeah, Chad Greenway.
That's more than a few years ago, but yeah. Huh? Yeah, well, I guess not. I mean, yeah. It's been a while.
He was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to Matt Blair at Iowa State. That's one of my favorites. Yeah. Rest in peace, Matt Blair.
I saw on Twitter earlier today, you guys remember Rocky Lombardi, the Valley quarterback? He got into a game last night.
I saw he had stats.
Well.
Didn't he?
They brought him in, and like all he did was kneel three plays. That was.
For who?
The Bengals.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think he played the week before, though.
Maybe he did, but...
Like 4 for 8 or something.
But apparently last night they just brought him in to kneel for 3 plays, yeah. and for some reason it was on Twitter. I mean, if he played last week, then so what? Who cares?
But yeah, but I didn't see it.
Hmm. You know what?
I'm saying I didn't see him being an NFL guy, but maybe...
Well, you know why they brought him in to kneel? Because he's Catholic.
No idea.
You're all over the place, right?
Well, yes, Lombardi's there.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, as you drink your Mountain Dew, I was just going to point out, I grabbed a beer here. Look at the name of this beer that I grabbed. Can you read that? What does it say?
It says something hell.
Weltenberger Kloster Hell. Did I say that right, Dan?
Well.
So is this one that gets delivered to you on your mystery beers?
Yeah, I get like a dozen mystery beers a month.
Yeah.
Is that supposed to be Weltenberg Kloster Hell?
So where is it from? Is it Germany?
No, it's
Kloster.
I think it's actually it's brewed in San Francisco.
Wow.
But it's not bad. But it actually says here the oldest monastery brewery of the world. So it must be like an old monastery that they turned into a brewery. So.
Wow. Who would have known?
Crazy.
If it wasn't for that stuff coming to your house, we wouldn't even have it right now. I mean, who knew that?
I'm telling you, who's loving our broadcast is this cat over here.
This cat's totally.
He's so chill.
Our one live fan.
So I will talk a little. I'll talk a little shop since this is brought to you by Shelter Insurance. I'm gonna put my brag hat on. So
can I brag about you?
Yeah, you can.
Well, first I gotta get my second check, but it's coming, I'm sure. Now, you took care of me. I had roof damage. I know you're probably gonna talk about that other deal, right?
Yeah.
I had a rough damage, and Rod took care of me, and then not within what 2-3 months,
yeah,
lightning. I wasn't home, but came home to the open garage door. All 3 TVs, garage door fried, aquarium hood fried, water heater fried. So
don't forget your blow dryer.
No,
that hair, thick hair you still got.
Didn't turn that in. Various light bulbs, didn't turn them in. But, Cease.
Oh, he would have too.
Yeah. Don't forget that nightlight. and that's going to, I've been notified that it's all going to get covered. Just waiting on the old check. But, I got taken care of twice. So, and before that, I hadn't had a claim in I don't know how many years. Years and years and years, and then 2 in the summer.
So. It happens, man. You know,
that's why you have insurance.
Yeah, I got home from that trip to see Andy and woke up and was going to meet a client. I wrote 4 apartment buildings for him because his company, Non-Renewver, would be in Iowa. When I'm there, a lady calls me, lives out here in Briarwood, and her deep freeze caught in fire in her garage. Was out there about 9:30 working with her. I got a disaster team out to board her garage up, and the tornado sirens went off. So I went down in her basement. The inside of the house wasn't damaged, but she, after I told her not to open her windows, she opened her windows, and so the smoke got inside. So we ended up, truthfully, with about a $110,000 cleaning bill, for real, to clean all of her personal property and everything in her house, because she opened her windows up, and the sump came out of the garage and through the house.
Wow.
Yeah, that's factual, but, you know, I mean, she was an older lady and just probably didn't think I really knew what I was talking about. And so she did it, and she said, well, I suppose it's not covered because I did something stupid. And I said, well, most claims are stupid, most, and we don't not cover stupidity. So don't worry about it, because most things are dumb. I mean, you know, you back into a pole, and you know the pole's there. You still hit it. It's just, it's an accident. So then that night, I'm going home and trying to
miss a squirrel.
No, yeah, going to miss a squirrel, that can happen okay. too. She was a trooper though, man. I had to go on that vacation with a broken thing,
yep.
If I remember right. But that's an inside joke, Mr. Squirrel, and we'll put that on TikTok. That would have gone viral. Sure. But anyway, you know, I'm on my way home, and that's just everything. This all hell breaks loose in Iowa here. And it's like, what the hell's going on? And I get a call from a client, and I know it's kind of bad stuff's going in that area towards the Cambridge, White Oak, where the winery is, Elkhart. The client calls. I said, are you okay? And I'm still in some serious stuff here. And he said, my house is gone. I said, okay, I got to take shelter right now. I'm going to call you right back. So as soon as it passed, I called him back, and he said, I walked out. I go, how bad is it? He goes, Rod, I can see the sky. And so the last time I had something like that was actually, we were bowling on Jana Rhodes' birthday, and we had the March 5th tornado that got Winterset and over in the Runnels area. Well, anyway, my guy's house was destroyed, and he had a beautiful detached structure with Corvettes and 69 Z28s. And anyway, we ended up with about 7 car losses, and the house was totaled. And anyway, our company really stepped up, and we, you know, the neighbors next door, they've done nothing. They got Liberty Mutual. They pulled out of the state. These poor people feel terrible. So they're on KCCI News 2 nights ago. They're showing their house. And then they go, and look at my neighbor's house here. Yeah, my goodness, they've already got everything replaced, and it's already sided, and the windows are on, and blah, blah, blah. And he's done this and this, and all of his cars are replaced. And, you know, the only thing that would have been better if they would have said, you know, and Rod Brandon insures that home. So remember, when you shop him and you want to save $80, sometimes you get what you pay for. And I hate to say it, but, you know, I don't think with Liberty Mutual you even have an agent. So, you know, it's kind of like trying to do your sell your house by yourself. You know, sometimes it's good to have a licensed realtor that actually earn their money and make things go smooth. And, you know, that's what we do. But, it was rewarding. It's really rewarding when I see something. And I have a client say, I can't believe how good you guys have taken care of me. And everybody knows it up here. So, yeah, you know, I'd hate to be the guy with Liberty Mutual having to look at those people. My goodness. Poor people they need to bulldoze the house down. They're going to fix it somehow. Ridiculous. But, yeah, it is that. But that's what we do. That's why I have the Rodcast. That's where I make my money. That's how I can support Ankeny Fanatic and, you know, give back to you, and you get to listen to my Rodcast and all my opinions that and
stories.
That and $3.75 at Starbucks will still get you a small latte. You know.
Is that what it is now?
I think it's like that. I'm not much. Do you ever go to Starbucks?
I don't do coffee.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Well, my does your wife like it? Is my wife sure likes coffee?
Yeah.
Oh my God. My kids.
She drinks my.
Yeah,
I do have an insurance question for you, though. My friend Chris Doubleday, who you know.
He's a very good agent, too.
I know he's had clients who, like, call him up or whatever, and, like, they're not insured for something that they should have been insured for, or that he told them to insure themselves for, but they didn't, and then it cost them. And, like, you know, like, if he takes care of them, I mean, has that happened to you?
Yeah, it's called people get amnesia.
Yeah.
They forget. What do you mean I don't have that? I thought I had full coverage for everything. So just like with, you know, water backup in a basement, I put it on every policy. Every policy I sell has it. If they don't want it, I won't really sell it to them, because I says, why? Because when you have that water claim, which you will at some point, you're going to have amnesia. You mean to tell me I could have put that on for $65 and I'd be covered? Yeah. Why didn't I? Because you didn't want to spend $65. You know, it's people get amnesia.
Yeah.
And if you don't, and you got, and you have to record stuff. I mean, all my files in my office, everything's online. I every time I talk to somebody, I put notes in what we've done. I've got the date and stuff. You know, I mean, you've got to protect yourself because, you know, and it's not like the people are trying to cheat you because they forget. You know, they're not, you know, some do try to cheat you, but not really. Most of them are good people, you know, and you want to take care of them.
Sure.
You know, I mean, especially when bad stuff happens, you know, no one wants bad stuff to happen. And, you know, for as fired up and stuff as I get, I'm pretty good when bad crap happens to people because I got to put my calm face on and tell them it's going to be okay and tell them not to yell at their kid when they backed into something when I would have probably killed my own, you know. But, yeah, it's rewarding. God, I've done it for 36 years. You know, Tony's been, think about it, Tony's been with Polk County for what, 30 what?
33 and counting.
So, Dan, how long have you been, you know, truthfully, how long have you been basically covering sports, Ankeny sports?
Well, I started in 89. With the Press Citizen, so...
That's before I started my...
35 years.
So we're looking at 33, 36, 35. So basically, we got over 100 years here, guys. Yeah, we don't...
Of
loyalty.
100 years of bullshit is what
we it's loyalty. Well,
I think only one of us is going to be retiring anytime soon. So do you have a retirement date yet?
No retirement date. I have a season of spring. That's about as...
I thought you were going to do it this fall.
No.
Got moved back?
Not yet.
Yeah. Well, the good news, though, is when he has his retirement, we may throw a party at the Victoria Lodge.
You never know.
And that's my daughter, Larae, calling right now. She's going to have to get put on hold.
Well, don't make her wait for
me. Yeah, she'll call. I'll call her back. But no.
Hey, if you want to retire in December, I got my 60th birthday coming up in December, so we could do it together.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You got any plans for that, Dan?
I'm working on it. It won't be anything like crazy, but
something local or going on a vacation?
Oh no, we'll be here. It's on a Sunday, so we may just go somewhere.
Your birthday's in December?
Yeah, we'll watch football.
Well, last time we had your party, it was in January though, because I went to your party on crutches, I think. And Jay came to your party dressed like he was going to the inauguration of some president. He had all that. It was in 2019. I was in my crutches and I had my surgery.
My gosh.
Right before Christmas. And I came up and it was my first time out. I was in crutches at your birthday party up at Uptown.
Yeah. And I don't think it was in January. It was right around the time of the birthday.
Dan has a birthday every month.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Jim, remember Jay, wasn't it a purple thing he had on, like a purple, something Hugh Hefner would have wore even, you know? Oh yeah,
I think he went to some special event that night or something. But yeah, we might actually do it at Uptown again because I know somebody there who will take care of us. So yeah. I think we might go to Uptown again.
So everybody, we can come up and the nice thing is on the Rodcast, if you mention free beer on Dan's birthday, then Dan buys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
This could get expensive. This could get expensive for him.
We'll have one more Rodcast before then, maybe.
Yeah, we'll have to plug it.
Yeah.
But no, we covered a lot of stuff. You know, volleyball's coming up too, isn't it?
Yeah, it starts Monday.
Yeah.
I think both Ankeny teams are going to be good.
Yeah, I've got two granddaughters that are both in volleyball. One's a sophomore and one's a ninth grader. And they've already been doing camp and stuff. Chloe was up there this morning at 6:30 a.m. That was her first day of school picture outside the school because she did it before volleyball. So, yeah. Are there any preseason rankings that you know of yet, Dan, in that?
The Jags are third and Ankeny's fifth, and I think that's pretty accurate.
So who's won?
I believe it was Pleasant Valley.
Did they win it last year?
I'm trying to remember. I think so. Okay. I'm just drawing a blank right now, but yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds right. They're good in every sport, Pleasant Valley.
Yeah.
I think Pleasant Valley's one, Dowling two, Jags three. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, they are good in everything. Yeah.
They are, yep.
Tell you, the only thing we got to knock off, we got to find a way to knock off Johnson girls basketball, though.
Yeah, that's probably not going to happen anytime soon. They're still loaded, so.
Boy, they just reload every year or two, don't they?
Hey, one other note we should touch on with football season coming up, Tony, your brother, he's got a new job again, right? It's actually an old job, a new job,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Back to Gulf Shores, assistant defensive coach. And then I think the plan is, the guy's going to retire, the defensive coordinator, and then he'll start doing that. He's going to get a few more years of checks in, I think, before retiring, but we'll see. But yeah, first game's tomorrow night against
Chocolopolis or something.
Chocawachi.
Is that?
No, Chocawachi, I think it is. Don't ask me to spell
that. That sounds like an Alan Jackson song.
Yeah.
Way down in the Chocawachi.
There was a 38 special one, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
So this is
Paul. I asked how it was going. He's not sure yet.
So this is Paul. This would be Paul's second stint, because he was at Iowa State twice.
Yeah.
And he's been here twice now. Gulf Shores.
Ohio State. He was a grad assistant.
Okay.
And an analyst.
So he's been there twice. So those are the three.
I guess. Yeah.
Well, we know he's never going back to Pacific.
Not unless they start it up again.
Yeah. So yeah, it's pretty remarkable. So what's Paul, 56? 57. He's 5 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Who just looks so much darn younger than you? That's the thing.
Yeah, he'll be 58 in February.
Yeah.
We're exactly 4.5 years apart.
Yeah.
So do you think Vicky's ready just like to settle down, just to stay down there?
Yeah. Well, they never sold that house even when he took the Boston
call. Right.
So yeah. I think they like it down there, but I wouldn't be surprised if they move a little further, like a lake house to the further north where it's not so hot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it gets really hot and humid down there.
Yeah, look, you know what else they get there?
Those
doggone hurricanes where they live, too.
Yeah.
I mean, those are pretty severe and they're pretty bad.
Yeah.
So do you have any plans to go to any games this year?
Yeah, I'll be going down. I don't have anything circled yet. Got to work around my Vikings games, you know, my Reds games, whatever. But
and you're going to London too.
Wait till it's getting a little cooler, and then we'll head down.
You're going to London too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
that's another Vikings.
It's early October.
Yeah.
So Vikings Jets had a great time. We went over there last year, and they beat us. Not last year, but a few years ago, they beat the Saints.
Is that when was there a field goal that went off the uprights in that game? If I remember right.
A bonk.
Was it for the Saints?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that a won the game? I can't remember. Was that?
That's a good question.
I do remember that.
Did that game go into overtime?
I don't know.
I'm thinking it would have tied it.
Okay. I forced
overtime.
I do. That's hard.
It's hard for me to remember right now whether that's.
I'm actually can't believe I remember that thing doinking off the upright.
Yeah. But Vikings won.
Yeah.
Some drunk Europeans on the way home, but that's okay. Stayed out of trouble.
Yeah. I'm gonna try and get to a couple Dolphin games this year myself. I've got tickets for Indianapolis. My son and I are gonna go over and watch Dolphins Colts. That's a really, really great place to watch football. It's a great stadium and pretty easy road trip. You can get there in about seven and a half hours.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So have you been over there before, Tony?
No.
Yeah, it's a really nice.
I've only been by it and never been.
It's really nice. I like the city.
Didn't go in the whatever the stadium was before that either.
Oh, that was a Hoosier Dome.
I never went to either one.
I've been there to Final Fours, but never for a Colts game.
Have you been? Does the Final Four been where they're playing now in Lucas Oil?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's a nice stadium.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. I've been there. I used to go over every year when they played back when the Colts were in the AFC East. Kathy and I go over, a lot. And that was kind of a fun trip. And I actually got to see Peyton Manning versus Marino once, so. It's kind of neat being able to see Peyton Manning play because obviously he's one of the top five quarterbacks ever play in the NFL.
Thinking back, their careers overlapped? That doesn't seem like they would have overlapped.
One year. Yeah. Man, it was Marino's last year, and they talk about it, he said, I should be there when the defenses are listening, but I had to get up and I watched Marino, and he said, I saw him throw this skinny there to Gaston, and it's like I just had to watch him, And Miami ended up scoring late in the game on a touchdown pass with about 4 seconds left. And that's the last time I ever saw Dan win a game. And then I went to the the playoff game where they got beat 62-7, which is kind of a...
It's competitive.
That's just brutal, man. Just brutal, sitting through that. I waited to the end, too. Didn't leave. Man.
I do remember that game because I might have had a small bet on Jacksonville. Well, and I cashed that at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah. Mark Brunell?
Yeah.
And Mark, now, these people should have been buying your drinks.
The thing was, I was driving back to Andy's because they had the Buccaneers had a game the same day. And so he was going to the Buccaneers game. So I stayed with Andy and I drove up by myself. I got my tickets ahead of time because I wasn't sure what day the games were going to be. I was hoping they'd be on two different days and we'd go to both games. So I rented a car and I drove up in the morning. And back then you have these cells. It was a Nokia and it just says call, C-A-L-L. So I call it and I'm leaving it. And Andy's like, what's happening? I said, we're just, you name it, it's going wrong. They kick it to the five, the ball bounces and it ends up being an onside kick. I mean, just everything that could go wrong. And I'm in my car with no GPS trying to get the hell out of there. And you know how many bridges there are in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And, of course, my phone rings. It says call, and it's Dave Kissinger. Kiss. I go, what are you doing, Kiss? He goes, I just called your wife. I said, if you killed yourself, I wanted your new golf clubs.
That's great.
And the other one that was funny was, I guess that same day out at the track was Coach Jerry Pizzetti and Dale Hanke. And Jerry goes to Dale, whew, I'd hate to be at Hot Rod's house today. And Dale goes, Jerry, he's there. And then a little bit later, I told Jerry, man, have you ever seen anything like it? I mean, 62-7. He goes, how fast you forget, Rod? Valley 55, Ankeny 0. Remember, they were doing a run, they just tried to run the clock out on us and did a fullback dive at the 2 and went 98 yards for a touchdown. And back then in the second half, once you got over 50, the game was called. Valley beat us 55-0.
What year was that? I don't remember that.
It must have been like before 1999. It must have been 98 or something. That was a...
At least it wasn't the 81 squad.
No. But it was, yeah. He goes, how fast you forget? 55-0.
Jeez.
Yeah. But, yeah, those are few and far. Those are few and far between, man.
Was the current coach at Valley, I can't think of his name right now.
Gary Swenson?
Would he have been the
coach? I bet he was still
the coach. Did he follow, because didn't he pretty much follow Lee Crawford?
Yeah.
So he's been there a long time.
Yeah, he does a great job. And you know what? He's very, very well respected by Coach Pizzetti, too.
That's what I hear, too.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. Gary is, his wife, Cheryl, is the sister of Leon, who's my mom's cousin.
All right, don't make me put that in a diagram or anything.
Well, and remember, he shall be Leon.
So, yeah.
But no.
We shall be.
But no, Gary.
Make sure you spell it.
He's always. And I'll tell you, they got a really good offensive lineman there. And Kimber Walter from Ankeny, that was a class, played for RAS probably in the 90s. Her son is a big-time lineman for them. And he's got a lot of Division I offers. And I think he chose to go to a mid-major, if I remember right. I don't remember which one it was, but I think it was one of those Ohio schools. But,
Mid-American?
Yeah, good player.
Yeah, doesn't Valley have like a ton of guys back from last year? Isn't that why like everybody thinks they're the number one?
Yeah.
You have them number one in your top five, right?
I think
that's Tony, who's your top five?
I don't have a top five.
You don't have a top five?
Well, I've talked to a lot of people in football, and they all tell me that Valley's got the best team in the state. So
I've talked to no one.
Yeah.
Adam Rod.
But that's the thing about it is, I mean, you know, they're beatable.
Yeah.
And, you know, in the CIML, I can't imagine they're going to go undefeated.
Wonder when the last time was Valley won it, because I mean I know they won several, but it's been a while, right?
I mean, yeah, God, I don't know when the last time they won it was.
Yeah.
Was it when Jason Scales was there? Maybe.
God, I don't know when they.
It's been a while. Is right. Well, they last few years it seems like they've, and that may not be right, but they've started off slow and they've kind of come.
Yeah, out. Yeah, you're right.
And like sometimes barely made the playoffs or whatever.
They made the final, I think, like 2 years ago.
I know that was kind of a surprise
when they weren't that good.
And right.
They got blown out in the final, but I mean they made
Southeast
the final.
Polk.
Yeah. But so they haven't been great lately.
But the thing is, in our conference, the thing is they haven't been great. But you've got teams like Dowling that forever was great. And then you got Polk that is great. So we've had, you know, it's kind of like trying to win with the Patriots. I mean, we've had some, you know, conferences just had those two teams have been really good.
I'm going to say the Chiefs now.
Yeah. Well, I put the Chiefs in there.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I like Patrick Mahomes. and I like Travis Kelce, and I really like Andy Reid. I don't like any fan down there. Terriblest fans. Oh, you know what?
Holmes right here.
Yeah, but he's not there.
Everybody, Dan Westholm.
That, well, he wouldn't ridicule either, but most of those.
Better than those two.
Oh, God.
What about my buddy Tim Jenny?
Well, Tim, yeah, but. Okay, there's always an exception, but you go down there and there are just places that make you feel welcome. You've been there, Tony. You went to Nebraska and you said how nice the fans were.
Every time I've been there.
Yeah, so there's some places you go and you just feel welcome.
A Buckeye, I've been there as a Panther, and I've been there several times as a Cyclone. Yeah. Always, not one negative thing to say.
You know, I've been.
Other than their restrooms.
So you've been with me to the Vikings games. Have you ever heard me people give me, like,
no,
me, ever
I
be
I haven't
me?
Heard it.
No.
And I know your rabbit ears haven't heard it. Then,
no.
Then it didn't happen.
And Devin, I always told you they've been really nice
yes,
to me.
You have.
You know, and Green Bay's the same way.
Yeah.
You know, Colts, people are cool.
I had a bad experience at the Chiefs also.
But you can get. There's one thing of razzing somebody and having some fun and going back and forth, but. Oh, my God, they're just. Brutal down there. They all, you know, well, think about it. You have two Chief fans. They go over to his buddy's house on that game that Miami played that shouldn't have ever been played.
Whatever happened to that?
They died. They got.
Have they charged anybody of that, Dan?
I've heard.
I don't know.
How do you freeze to death in your buddy's backyard for 2 days and not know they're there?
I don't know.
Hey, where's Tony at? Well, it looks like there's something in my. I think there's somebody sitting in my deck.
Yeah, turn that down a little bit.
What's Tony doing on my deck?
Well, when did we put the scarecrow on?
Gee. God, he's not moving.
And it fell over. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's just, it's amazing, isn't it?
I've lost track of that story. But.
And they knocked on the door.
It's very suspicious.
Yeah, they knock on the door. I don't know where they're at. I was sleeping.
And their car, wasn't their car out front?
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Wouldn't you notice that? I don't know.
Chief.
I got nothing for you.
You know what?
I don't know.
Here's what they're going to do. See, they want to move the Royals downtown to build a new stadium so they can build a new Arrowhead. And then where the old Arrowhead is, they can put up a mobile home park for all the people
I'm
just making fun of them. And bowling alleys. Mobile home parks and bowling alleys.
But do they truthfully want to build a new Arrowhead?
Yeah, I got it. Oh, yeah.
And not have it downtown?
No, Arrowhead. They want to. I think they're talking about moving the baseball team, the Royals, down.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And so they would build.
I love that they're side by side like they are. Like that's how Reds and Bengals are. Steelers.
And it's great.
Steelers
it's great.
And Pirates. Are.
It's great for your parking too.
I know.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to move Arrowhead. I haven't heard that. So.
Yeah, that's, well, I don't know how you put.
They're looking at getting their because of money, and they want a new one, and the people over in Kansas are looking at getting a lot of state money. To move them there, and don't think it couldn't happen because these NFL owners, when they get something for free, they're greedy.
The Bears go out in the suburbs, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dan, have we got her all wrapped up? We got anything else to cover?
Well, we're getting close to an hour, and my cat is ready to crash, so
yeah,
maybe we should wrap it up. So.
Ready.
Well, you know, next time we visit with you, we'll probably be about. Almost through the football season of high school, we'll talk about who's going to the playoffs and who's not.
And we will see if the Dolphins are a top 10 team.
Yeah, they.
I'm going to remember it.
No,
that's the kind of guy friend I am.
Yeah, I think they're going to be. I think they're more contenders than pretenders.
And I will still think the Vikings will probably be below 500, but I'll take 500. I'll be very pleased.
You might be surprised.
Yeah.
What were they last year?
7-10, I think.
Oh, they did have a losing record?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. They lost Cousins, yeah.
They lost, yeah.
Yeah, that.
They lost a lot of, not just.
When's your tight end supposed to be back? And speaking of Iowa players.
Rumor has it he's going to be on the pop. So that'll put you out 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
so
that was
I won't see him play in my first two games.
That's pretty brutal because he got a pretty bad, that was a pretty bad injury for him.
Yeah, I didn't like the hit. But
I didn't like the hit
not
either.
It's illegal.
No, but it's going to be soon. It needs to be illegal.
It's been done many times over the years. But.
So quickly recap what all's gone wrong for the Vikings so far. So you had a quarterback with a season-ending injury, right?
Well, if you want, yeah, in order, our cornerback, who was really impressing, died in a car accident. The rookie from USC, Blackman, is out, tore his ACL. So that's two secondary guys out before, you know, you're doing it. And that was practice. And then the quarterback got hurt. And everything else, is, like Hawkinson, you already knew about. Everything else is just typical bruised and banged stuff that all the teams have.
What about your one guy that gets the speeding tickets, too? Is he out for anything? Or
No. Yeah, he might be out on suspension, but yeah. No word on that.
Yeah, okay.
He deserves to be.
Yeah.
He deserves to be.
Did it twice.
Yeah, he absolutely deserves to be. Three, yeah. I have no problem with that.
Who was the one that did Addison. It down? Who was the one that did all the crap down in Dallas that caused all that stuff? Oh, that's your guy, Ray Rice. Not Ray Rice, Rasheed Rice.
Rasheed Rice.
Yeah. He hasn't got suspended yet either.
Did that happen? That happened, but
that was happened to this not long
season, ago. Yeah. I don't
know. That since the season.
Yeah. What did he? I don't remember.
He had the two cars, the Lamborghini and the Corvette.
Oh, and they took off running?
And they and they wrecked it, racing, drag racing. Then they took off running.
First offense?
I probably don't know. But that's kind of bad stuff to do.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And somebody got hurt and you leave the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the legal things probably play out before NFL takes action.
But I mean, in Miami, we don't do anything wrong. We just have kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cheetah.
All right. Should we wrap it up?
Yeah, well, I'm done. It's been great. Thanks, everybody. If you need some good insurance, call me. We'll take care of you.
You got a word they need to come to you with, Ron?
The word is the shield.
Okay.
The shield.
The shield.
The shield. That's the shield. So, okay. No, it's been great. Good to see all you guys. I'll let you guys know. And next time, by then, I'll be healed up for my back surgery.
Hope so.
And probably ready to... probably start getting training for the state fair next year.
Yeah.
So
seriously, wish you well, Ron.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good night.
All right. Good night.